Have you ever noticed how a simple shift in perspective can completely transform your physical experience? For over four decades, Harvard psychologist Ellen J. Langer has been conducting research that challenges our fundamental assumptions about health, aging, and human potential. Her findings are so revolutionary that intellectual giants like Carol Dweck, Dan Ariely, and Daniel Pink have hailed them as transformative for healthcare. What makes this work so compelling isn't just theory. It's backed by rigorous scientific experiments demonstrating how our thoughts literally shape our physical reality. Consider this: chronic pain disappearing, not from medication, but from thinking differently. Elderly people regaining strength and vitality by changing their environment. Hotel workers losing weight simply by reframing how they view their daily tasks. These aren't miracles. They're the natural consequences of understanding something profound about human nature. We've been taught to see mind and body as separate entities. But what if that separation is the very thing limiting our potential? Rules govern our lives, yet we rarely question their origins. Women were once property, interracial marriages were illegal, and Arizona still prohibits donkeys from sleeping in bathtubs. These examples seem absurd, yet we mindlessly follow countless other rules without examination. This blind obedience becomes dangerous in healthcare. Cancer diagnoses depend heavily on human judgment in ambiguous cases, but this uncertainty isn't communicated to patients. The diagnosis itself triggers harmful responses. Some patients give up prematurely, believing cancer is a killer. Research with Adam Grant showed that when people recognize rules as human creations rather than divine edicts, they act more in their own interest. Consider the borderline effect. We create sharp distinctions along continuous spectrums. A salad becomes inedible 1 minute past expiration, an athlete misses a medal by milliseconds, or someone with an IQ of 69 receives dramatically different treatment than someone scoring 70. These arbitrary lines hide reality's fundamental continuity, creating unnecessary psychological barriers to recovery. Casino experiments revealed people's irrational belief they could influence random outcomes. Participants refused to trade familiar lottery tickets for better odds tickets and bet more confidently against nervous opponents in pure chance games. This initially dismissed research became foundational. Over 45 years, understanding evolved. While powerful people are more susceptible to this illusion, causing poor financial decisions, it often serves as a necessary psychological strategy. Studies showed participants exposed to uncomfortable noise had fewer adverse reactions when given a stop button, even when discouraged from using it. Believing in control gives us real power over emotional responses. The key insight: don't seek control before making decisions. This creates stress and disappointment. Instead, focus on controlling events after decisions. This shift leads to mindful optimism. If we worry and things turn out fine, we've stressed unnecessarily. If we worry and things go badly, we're rarely better prepared. But if we relax and things go badly, we're stronger to handle it. We assume talent, skills, and resources follow a bell curve. Few have much, most have average, few have little. But this makes no sense for health, which clearly improves or deteriorates based on lifestyle and care, not random distribution. Scarcity persists because it maintains hierarchies. We create sophisticated yardsticks, standardized tests, performance metrics, rankings that measure arbitrary qualities while ignoring valuable but less quantifiable traits. This affects everything from university admissions to little league tryouts, creating artificial bottlenecks. Even our language reveals embedded scarcity thinking. Friends say they need their shower, as if showers were limited resources to claim. This mindset sorts people into winners and losers, creating self-fulfilling prophecies. Research shows traits people struggle to change are often valued when reframed positively: impulsive versus spontaneous, stubborn versus determined. Being truly non-judgmental means recognizing the inherent sense in others' behavior within their context, not grudgingly accepting their weaknesses. Western thought traditionally separates mind and body, yet common experiences, like feeling nauseated watching someone vomit, reveal their connection. Eastern traditions recognize this unity for millennia. Mind-body unity means every thought affects every body part simultaneously. Research shows immune responses begin in the brain. Scientists demonstrated that stimulating certain neurons can produce inflammation or slow tumor growth. The landmark 1979 counterclockwise study immersed elderly men in an environment resembling life 20 years earlier. Those who fully engaged showed remarkable improvements in vision, joint flexibility, manual dexterity, IQ, gait, posture, and arthritis symptoms. Perception powerfully shapes physiology. Women who believed they looked younger after haircuts showed decreased blood pressure. Hotel chambermaids taught to view their work as exercise showed significant physical improvements without changing habits. Most striking, it's not stress itself, but the belief that stress is harmful that affects longevity, fundamentally challenging how we understand the psychology-health relationship. Our bodies constantly change. Our atoms completely replace every 7 to 10 years. Yet, when diagnosed with an illness, we mindlessly treat symptoms as fixed when they actually fluctuate throughout each day. Medical measurements like cholesterol or blood pressure represent mere snapshots, not constants. By noticing when symptoms vary and asking why, we gain control over our health. Experiments show people who track heart rate variability learn to regulate it better, and pregnant women who attend to changing sensations have easier pregnancies and healthier babies. Rather than relying entirely on glasses or medications, we can experiment with alternatives. Poor vision might improve with rest or nutrition. Mindful attention to changing symptoms creates healing opportunities. When medical staff note daily differences in patients, their jobs become more engaging while reducing burnout. Patients feel truly seen, improving emotional and physical health. Dr. Rita Sharon's narrative medicine approach demonstrates this. By listening to patients' stories and perceiving their uniqueness, physicians stay engaged while patients feel engaged, reducing stress and facilitating healing. When we mindlessly attribute every symptom to a diagnosed condition, we miss alternative explanations and surrender control over our wellness. When nothing is certain, everything becomes possible. We celebrate transformation in stories like Rocky Balboa, yet rarely believe it's achievable for ourselves. Mindfulness reveals that rigid assumptions, aging means decline, chronic illnesses are incurable, are false. Medical errors flourish because mindlessness pervades healthcare. Our mindsets blind us to reality. In the invisible gorilla experiment, most viewers missed a person in a gorilla suit walking through a basketball game, but those given mindfulness instructions noticed it. We overcome mental blocks through mindfulness, by thinking about things differently rather than suppressing thoughts. We stand at a crossroads. We can accept limitations imposed by outdated health models or embrace the revolutionary understanding that mind and body are one, that our thoughts, beliefs, and attention shape our physical reality. This isn't positive thinking or denial. It's recognizing the extraordinary power we've always possessed. Once we recognize that mindless past decisions limit us, we can redesign our world. The question isn't whether transformation is possible. Decades of research prove it is. The question is, will you pay attention?